Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kennedy Frierson, who's the COO, Chief Operating Officer at the Dixie Group. Kennedy, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Our travel schedules have been such that I've tried to get together with you. You've been out and around, and I've been in Italy, so it's good to catch up. I wanted to talk to you about your headquarters. You're consolidating the buildings that you operate in Dalton. We'll get to that in just a minute. Just for a quick background, I think most people know the Dixie Group, obviously a major producer of carpet, both residential and commercial. In the residential business, you sell Maslin, Fabrica, Dixie Home, and Robertex, focusing on branded nylon, unbranded nylon, and wool. And in the commercial market, you sell in Maslin Contract, Atlas, and Avant. Is that pretty well covered?
That covers it, Kemp.
Yeah, and you've got manufacturing facilities in Atmore, Alabama, in Los Angeles, and in Dalton, Georgia, right?
That's right.
A couple of things just to catch up before we get to the headquarter news. I know last week the NFA met. You didn't go. You had a conflict, but you sent Paul Kaminsky. What kind of report did you get back on that?
I mean, it was a good meeting. It always is with the NFA. Unfortunately, the 2015 has been disappointing from a residential standpoint. The industry, certainly the first half of the year, was down slightly, and I think we'll see that once we get the information, the third quarter was somewhat similar. And really, the residential replacement has probably been the weakest sector of the residential market, where new home construction and multifamily has been a little bit better. And we didn't hear anything that tells us that it's going to be dramatically different for the fall selling season. You know, we expect to see more advertising this fall than what we traditionally have seen over the past few years. So there's still some optimism. October so far has started okay for us. But if you look back at what has actually occurred, 2015 has been disappointing, and don't expect to see anything significant to happen for the balance of this year to improve that.
You know, most of those NFA guys are also Stainmaster Flooring Center people, and I know you're one of the mills that participates with Pet Protect, so there's a little bit of goodness in that sector of the business, isn't there?
Yes, there definitely is. Pet Protect has certainly been a successful sub-brand for the Stainmaster brand, and they've done a good job of advertising that, positioning that, and something that meets a lot of consumers' needs and has been successful with the NFA, and certainly for us, that's been an area of growth within our residential offering.
Let's move to another topic. I was looking right before we did the interview about some news we've covered recently about Dixie, and noticed that you, in early September, participated in the annual housing summit. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Yes, this was put on by Zellman & Associates, a research firm out of Cleveland, and they bring together a lot of builders and other companies in construction-related industries residentially. And it was interesting because from the demand side, they really are bullish about new home construction and housing demand, and there were more concerns on the supply side in terms of the new home builders, whether it's with some of the smaller builders and financing, but even with the bigger builders, really, whether it's land or labor, in terms of getting the supply to meet what they anticipate the growing demand to be. So I think the conclusion they had is that we would continue to see growth in new home construction, but that there will be limits to that growth, more on the supply side, and it would take longer to really get to that balance point where the long-term new home construction should be in terms of units versus household formation.
Yeah, you know, I talked to the economist with UNHB, and I guess what the silver lining and all that is that if we grow too fast, sometimes it quickens the cycle for economic downturns, so perhaps this slow growth will sustain a continual growth, we hope.
That would definitely be the silver lining.
Yeah.
Is hopefully avoid something like we had in the middle of the last decade where we overheated and then had to pay the price for that.
Exactly. All right, well, let's talk about this headquarters. There's been a building that's been, I think, vacant for many years that at one time was the BASF/Honeywell headquarters, and it's a gorgeous building up on a hill, looks down over Dalton and looks down onto the reservoir water supply in Dalton, and you guys are taking that over, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. We had moved into some offices in Dalton in early 2004 after we had sold our Carriage and Bretland businesses to Shaw. And that was going to be our temporary location for a few years, but it's taken about 11 years before we found a more permanent home. And the reality was we outgrew that facility, plus with some acquisitions such as Burtco, where they have an office building. And fortunately, this is a very nice building, and our landlord purchased it, had to do some renovations to it, and we've just moved into that building in September. We're not occupying the entire building, but two of the three wings. It is a very nice building, and we're excited about it. It certainly allows us to showcase our products, and it's a great place to take customers and other stakeholders in the company, and I think is more in keeping with the high-end nature of our product line and who we are as a company.
Yeah, I mean, you're one of the top five carpet producers in the country, and so it's kind of nice to have a place where everybody can be in one location. So almost all your business will be run out of there, with the exception of...
This is really our corporate headquarters and our residential headquarters. Maslin Contract will continue to be run out of southern Alabama, where we have our two facilities down there, and then Atlas will continue to be run out of the West Coast, where it is located.
All right, so we've talked about the residential market and its sluggishness. Talk just briefly about the commercial market. It's a little better, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We've been very happy with how we performed on the commercial side this year, mm-hmm. and continue to see strong business conditions for our brand and some good growth, you know, heading into the end of the year. Maslin Contract has had a particularly strong year. Atlas, we got off to a little bit slower start, but since we've been able to get some new product out in the first half of this year, we really started to rebuild that momentum, seeing some nice order activity and sales out of that part of our business.
Now, I know I've talked to your father not too long ago. He said you guys have invested heavily in some new tufting equipment on the commercial side. That equipment's being shipped and being installed this year as well, isn't it?
Yes, we've had several new machines that have come in towards the end of last year and this year, and we have gotten those machines up and running in each of our tufting facilities out west and here in North Georgia for residential, as well as the Maslin Contract division down south. And next year, we'll continue to invest in tufting equipment. We see that as probably the primary way in which we can continue to differentiate product and provide product that the marketplace is requesting.
That's right. I mean, that's one of the things where Dixie stands tall. You're still at a higher level, higher price point, sometimes three and four times the industry average, and your products are very distinctive from an aesthetic standpoint. Kennedy, it's great to catch up with you again. I've been talking to Kennedy Frierson about their move to a new headquarters in Dalton, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.